From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Greek Parliament has approved a new economic reform plan aimed at getting another badly needed bailout from the European Union. The lawmakers met in a late night session Friday that stretched well past midnight after hearing a personal appeal from Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. The new Greek proposals include more pension cuts and tax hikes, demands that the EU finance ministers have been making of Athens, and which voters rejected last Sunday in a referendum. They also include Greek insistence for a debt restructuring by the International Monetary Fund. Greece is asking the EU for $60 billion to be spread out over 3 years. Egyptian authorities say a huge blast outside the Italian consulate in Cairo has killed one person and wounded at least two others, including a policeman. The consulate was severely damaged and the area was flooded by underground pipes that ruptured in the explosion. Authorities say the blast Saturday morning was caused by a car bomb with an explosive device possibly placed under a parked vehicle and set off remotely. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Powerful storms called Typhoon Kamhon is headed towards Shanghai. The National Weather Service says the storm, currently with winds approaching 200 kilometers per hour, is expected to make landfall south of Shanghai and could be one of the most powerful to hit the area. Nearly 1 million people have been evacuated from coastal areas of Zhejiang Province. The storm has already hit southern Japan and the northern Philippines. This is VOA News. Negotiators from Iran and major powers have given themselves until Monday to reach a nuclear agreement, their third extension of the deadline in 2 weeks. As VOA's Mary Alice Salinas reports from Vienna, the move comes after the parties missed a deadline on Friday.
Well, now that the ministers have blown through a second deadline, it seems like they're operating more on continuing the meetings as long as they're making some sort of progress. And that progress was described today by British Foreign Minister Hammond as painfully slow. But ministers here are vowing to continue the talks. It appears they're going to go through the weekend. Whether or not they can strike a deal is still very much up in the air, 18 months after they started these negotiations. In Vienna, Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News.
President Obama has accepted the resignation of Catherine Archuleta, who stepped down as head of the Office of Personnel Management after hackers stole the personnel records of more than 21 million U.S. government employees. Her former deputy, Beth Covert, will take over as interim director. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says that she has President Obama's support.
So the president believes that she is, at least on an acting basis, is the right person for the job, while we search for a permanent replacement for Director Archuleta.
Reports have pointed to involvement by China in the hacking. Last week, the director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, called Beijing a leading suspect in what is believed to be the largest data breach in U.S. history. An honor guard from the South Carolina Highway Patrol took down the Confederate battle flag that had flown on the grounds of the southern U.S. state's capital for more than 50 years. A racially diverse crowd of hundreds cheered and chanted USA, USA Friday as they witnessed the flag's historic removal from the State House grounds. The move comes 3 weeks after the racially inspired murders of 9 African-American church members in Charleston, South Carolina. The man accused of carrying out those killings posed several times with the Confederate battle flag. It's women's finals day at Wimbledon, with world number one tennis player Serena Williams trying to win her fourth major title in a row. She faces Spain's Garbiñe Muguruza in the Wimbledon final. Williams is chasing her 21st major title and is second only to former German star Steffi Graf. For the 21-year-old Muguruza, it is her first Grand Slam championship match. She has a 2-1 record against Williams. She beat the American last year in Paris. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.